to talk sports.
He picked Martin Truex Jr., who dominated this race, leading 464 out of 500 laps. Great job, Cameron, picking that. He actually had four of the top five drivers.
Wow.
He's where Batman gets all his NASCAR knowledge.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
There was 11 cautions. Chase Elliott, bad day for him. He had a broken axle. He had to call it off early.
You're a little Donald Trump in Batman's.
Wrong.
On 1340 WKGN.
Even Logano and Hamlin, they had some choice words after the race because they had some bumps late in the race, and they came after each other afterwards like, where is he? Where is he? Harvick, Blaney, and Larson need better weeks as well. We will see how they do in Texas next week.
Texas next week?
Texas. Rachel, where is he?
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. Draven.
Wayne Rooney.
How was that accent? I was kind of working on it throughout the break.
Well, I could see you like looking before you were going to say it. I knew something was coming.
I was like, yeah, kind of scheming up over here.
Let's try it one more time.
Wayne Rooney.
Okay, not bad.
What was it, first time better or worse?
No, I feel like it's weird that you're getting louder than it. Just let's try one more time.
Maybe I'm getting a little too excited.
Yeah,
am I getting too excited?
At a regular pitch.
It's hard not to say without kind of yelling it a little bit.
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney. Would it be Rooney?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not an expert.
Either way.
Here, yeah.
You guys know Wayne Rooney, though? Soccer player?
Yes, I know who Wayne Rooney is. Yeah. Wayne Rooney is probably one of the 10 most famous soccer players of our lifetime, I would say.
I'd say that's
really
fair.
Popular, yeah.
I'd say that's fair. Well, he is officially retiring from football.
He came to the MLS, right? He'd been in the MLS.
Yep, he was. And obviously, most known for his time on Man United as their forward. And he is now going to take his talents to the Derby. He's going to become a Derby manager. How about that?
How about that?
Pretty interesting. Going Sounds from good. Soccer to Derby. You a Derby fan?
No.
No. You looked at me for a minute. That was a long pause.
I don't know what the hell Derby is.
You don't, Derby, man.
I mean, you can keep saying Derby as many times as you want.
It's Derby. I don't know what Derby is either, to be honest. I'm assuming racing, right? Derby racing?
No, it's not going to be that.
Derby County Football Club.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm imagining that's a football club.
Football club. Yep, football. It is. Well, either way, he's a Derby manager. Okay, there's the headline. Let's move
I'm
on.
I'm confused because this might sound stupid. Did not... Sometimes I get a little street cred with the soccer fans, and then sometimes I lose it.
I was about to say, you better be careful right
what
here.
What club did Wayne Rooney get popular with? Was it not Man United? He was a Man United guy, right?
Yeah, Man United.
Well, I'm confused because Derby, like, isn't that... For some reason, I keep thinking that's what the rivalry is called between them and Man City. Is that not what the rivalry is called? That's why I keep looking at you because you're saying it's managing Derby, but I was like, when I think of Derby, I think of the rivalry between Man City and Man United. Everyone's just looking at me like I'm stupid.
Listen, Joe, I don't know anything about soccer.
Yeah. Derby Football Club. It's a professional association. So, yeah, it's a club. He's joining a league in the EFL. I'm not sure if they're rivals, but...
No, I'm not saying they're rivals. Man City and Man United are rivals.
Right. Yeah.
I understand, but I think the name of that game is called the Derby.
Yeah, I think I've heard that before, actually.
The Derby.
Or like the Manchester Derby. I mean, the Derby. Yeah, I mean, they call it the Derby.
Let's see.
They're battling for the city.
Manchester Derby.
Right? Is that it?
Yeah.
What's it say the Manchester Derby is?
Football matches between Man City and Man United. So, yeah, there you go. Manchester Derby.
Job.
So you are the soccer guy,
this
huh?
This is how you win trivia by yourself, boys.
I told you I agreed.
You said you think I was right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. You, on the other hand, I don't know what you were doing. You're thinking I was thinking that Derby was a rival of them. I was like, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
But now I'm just confused because now there's another Derby. Either way, that's fine.
This is the Derby Football Club.
Yeah,
still makes it more confusing in my opinion.
Yeah,
like is Derby County? Where the hell is Derby County? Is that like in Manchester? Anyway, let's just move on.
It's in Derby, England. By the way,
Derby County football. Well, Wayne Rooney's already got me googling this club. Let's see. Location: Derby. No, Derby is just a city. Okay. Derby County versus Rotherham tomorrow in some type of championship. Although it says they're 22nd in championship, so it can't be a championship game. This has to be the league. Either way, let's move on.
Just real quick though.
Is he owning the team or is he the manager?
He's wanting to be a manager.
Okay.
What? By the way, speaking of that, like manager, I know it's like it's basically head coach, right? Just a different term. Yeah. But like, I wonder, is it GM too? Kind of? Are you?
No, I don't think so.
No, there's not
They got a different guy for that. They got a front office.
Okay, didn't know the process there. Speaking of head coaching, let's move to the NFL. Let's move to something we may know a little bit more about. Didn't know this guy, though. Dan Campbell. You heard of him?
Dan Campbell. Yeah, that's the – is that the guy who used to coach the Dolphins?
Is it? He's coaches for the current Saints currently. He is an assistant head coach and coaches the tight ends.
Is Dan Campbell the crazy man that used to coach the Dolphins? He was, right?
Name sounds super familiar.
He was like the big meathead, right?
Let's see.
He was the coach of the Dolphins. This guy's a meathead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's who the Lions hired?
Yeah. It's not official, but basically
my gosh, really?
Official. Yeah. He has emerged as the favorite to be the Lions' new head coach.
Oh, my gosh.
They have not conducted an in-person interview. That is expected to happen here in the next couple of days, either maybe today or tomorrow. But yeah, he appears to be the top candidate as of right now.
You guys ever watch South Park?
Yes, time to time. Yeah,
that means no. You watch South- yeah. Dan Campbell reminds me of PC Bro.
Yeah, that's
the
what he
PC
looks
like. Principal. Like he's the PC principal. Every time I see the PC principal, I think of Dan Campbell. Why do I know him from Miami? Because whenever you said that name, you asked if I knew who it was. I was like, yeah, Miami. But yeah. I don't. Was he a part of some controversy there? Like, there had to be something there, but he's the PC principal. You throw some sunglasses on him, he is the PC principal.
Yeah, he was with the Dolphins all the way up to, 2015? Wow. And he was the interim head coach in 2015. I'm guessing that's when they fired Adam Gase and then was with the Saints as an assistant head coach in tight ends since then. So interesting. So what do we make of this for the Lions?
It seems bad.
Worse than Patricia. What are they doing? What are the Lions doing?
Bring in Marvin Lewis.
How can these NFL teams watch Jacksonville go hire Urban Meyer and then be like, oh, yeah, but our guy is Dan Campbell?
Did Dan Mullen get any offers, by the way? He kept saying he wanted a damn NFL job. Did he even get the interview anywhere?
No, I have not seen his name once. not once when it comes to interviews or any rumors like that.
Okay. I was thinking about that this morning in the shower. Don't ask me why I was thinking about Dan Mullen in the shower. But I was thinking about Dan Mullen in the shower. I was like, did he not even get any interviews after talking about how much he wanted an NFL job? No one even kicked the tires. Like, hey, come.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. You have Dan Campbell getting offers, but not Dan Mullen. Moving on to the NBA. Despite COVID-related postponements, as we continue to see, NBA executives don't see a shutdown ahead. They don't think that they're going to have to shut down the season, very similar to last year. And you know, of course, they went to the bubble, all that. They said they're going to figure this out. They're going to find a way to get through the season. But did you see the Wizards, man? They had another positive test. The Wizards are really bad right now, really bad.
Speaking of which, I just want to chime in. Apparently, we have to wait till 6 p.m. tonight to make sure the Vanderbilt game is on. So we're not out of the woodwork just yet with
6 p.m.? Is that just tracing and all that,
yep.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess they'll have all their test results and be ready to go. So we won't have the official okay until 6 p.m. just for the record.
Gotcha. At this point, which would be more likely to not make it through a whole season, NBA or college basketball? Your guys' opinions? If there was one, because, I mean, most likely we're going to get through both of them. But if there was one, which would be more likely? Probably college basketball at this point.
I don't know. I may say NBA just because college almost is about halfway through, you would think.
Right? Yeah, college is a little bit further. NBA still has a kind of a long road ahead.
Yeah, college will get it done. They're both going to get it done.
Yeah, I would say so, but yeah, still not looking great. Moving on, I want to ask about the Brooklyn Nets. Did you see GM Sean Marks come out talking about you know, he was able to, he apparently had conversations with Kyrie and Kevin Durant. He said, I was getting their thoughts and really wanting to hear what their commitment was going to be, what their conviction was going to be. When, you know, he talked about the news of James Harden and the potential trade, he said, I enjoyed hearing that conviction and we've got some time to see how it translates onto the court. So it is expected that all these guys are going to be able to kind of gel together. Of course, you got to get Kyrie back on the court, and that's kind of been a whole another situation. Is I don't know if you guys saw, but Kyrie, he is expected to play versus the Magic upcoming. I believe that is what, Saturday or next couple days. But he did get fined $50,000 for violating the COVID-19 safety protocols that the NBA fined him, and he's also losing a lot of money for missing out on these game checks. But do you think this relationship, do you think it will gel well with Kyrie, KD, and James Harden? Or do you think Sean Marks maybe a little too hopeful at this point?
James Harden getting set to address the media, I believe, at the top of the hour. I mean, we'll see. I don't know what to make of Kyrie, man. Like, Kyrie just is Kyrie. Like, I think he'll like James Harden and Kevin Durant, but
will they like him?
Will they
a different debate.
They're all good at sharing basketball. They've played on Team USA together. So, like, I mean, they've shared the ball. It's just I think all the guys have gotten paid, so, like, no one's worried about a contract. Like, Kyrie's secure in his max deal. Durant's secure in his max deal, same as Harden.
So, I guess at least money's not an issue, right?
So, like, no one's out there trying to, like, secure their legacy. Yeah. I don't know if you saw Durant on Instagram yesterday. He was arguing with somebody. It was basically like, we don't have to prove anything to anybody. You guys have been watching us play basketball for a decade. You know we're really good. Basically, like, we don't have anything to prove in terms of legacy. Like, we're really good.
Yeah. I thought, why does KD have to always prove something, though?
He said he doesn't have anything to prove.
He's
like,
but
he said the opposite. We don't have anything to prove.
They don't say anything to him, bro. You have to respond to the fans.
Got a lot of time on the road.
Get bored, I guess.
I would be the same way if I was really famous and good like Kevin Durant. I would be arguing with people all the time.
Would you?
Yeah,
There's no point. Why? Why stoop to their level?
Because I'm Kevin Durant. Because I'm Kevin Durant. That's why. I'm not going to let some nerd argue with me.
I'm not sure if I buy into that. And real quick, I want to talk about this Devontae Adams, Jalen Ramsey matchup. Did you know that Jalen Ramsey, the worst game he's had defending a receiver was week one? Do you know who he was guarding at the time?
Week one of this year?
Yeah. That was his worst. When it comes to just one-on-one guarded by Ramsey,
Gallup?
It was Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper.
Should have been Michael Gallup if he didn't get when Michael Gallup burned him for that.
I was about to say, when
beat,
he torched him. Man, how this season would have been different. But, week one is the most he's given up, 57 yards. Over-under right now, Hayden, Devontae Adams, 57 yards.
Is that what FanDuel has it set at?
No, but I'm just saying that's the most he's given up. I'm curious, what does FanDuel have it at?
Like, Devontae Adams will have more than 57 yards. I guess it just comes down to whether or not he has him against Ramsey.
Well, I'm saying in that matchup. I'm saying over-under against when Ramsey's gardening.
Yeah.
You going under?
I go under with Ramsey on him, but, yeah, I think he gets over 57 in general. Let me see what they have. They got him at 76.5.
Okay.
On FanDuel.
I mean, if Adams doesn't get 76.5, I mean, I still think the Packers can win. But I like Ramsey. I like Adams both. I like both these guys. It's not like I want to see one shut the other down. I like both of them.
Love this matchup.
Yeah.
I really wish Ramsey was in Nashville. We should have traded those picks. I mean, we could have. Imagine if we trade the pick that, oh, no, we don't get Isaiah Wilson. Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. We can't do that.
We can't give a first-round pick for Jalen Ramsey. We might have to draft a lineman. Oh, we drafted Isaiah Wilson. Oh, great. Fantastic. Idiots. Good batch of headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. As we still continue to wait, Jeremy Pruitt and his boys are on a plane. They probably touched down by now in California to try to re-recruit Henry To'oTo'o. I ask you, when's the last time Tennessee has been in this bad of a situation? Is this rock bottom? Is this as bad as it gets? Is this as bad as it's been? It feels like the worst since I remember Lane leaving.
That's what I was going to say.
Because Lane left scrambling, so, and you're like between Troy Calhoun or Derek Dooley. Those are your options.
I mean, this and the that and the Shiano thing are like come to mind, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. That those couple hours.
Yeah.
Those couple hours when we thought we were hiring Shiano.
Very hectic.
There. Very hectic. Very sad too.
Yeah.
That was so different though, just because that was waiting, fever pitch. Like waiting for months to see what's going to happen. Then all of a sudden it's like, wait. This all is coming together way too quickly. Like all of a sudden now we're going to hire somebody. And wait, it's who? It's who? This has just been waiting.
Yep.
And it seems like every update we get is worse than the last one. I would imagine the way this is going to go down is we had this investigation. We had these interviews. Pruitt got interviewed yesterday, which is probably why he's cleared to travel today. Because, like, hey, you've fulfilled your obligation. Now we're writing up a report. I would imagine this weekend, early Sunday, you'll see, like, you'll hear that Glazer has put his report all the way together and given it to Plowman with his suggestion.
Yeah,
I'm imagining it's going to be fire during Pruitt.
Yeah.
Are you imagining or hoping?
I just can't imagine if you... that's a fair question. I am hoping. But at the same time, like, again, do we think that Jerry Pruitt was able to adequately answer 8 hours worth of questions?
No way.
I find it hard to believe.
Like, combined with Niedermeyer, or as Hayden calls him, Brian, having 8 hours of interviews, like, where he doesn't say anything that incriminates Pruitt. Like, do we think he's able to come out of this scotch-free? It was funny yesterday. You had the update. Oh wait, by the way, here's a level 2 violation for paintball. You guys see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was reported. Tennessee had a self-reported. Oh yeah, we got paintball. We were playing paintball. We weren't supposed to be doing that for some reason.
I'm assuming it was just like unofficial people and they paid for it.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would imagine that's what it was too. Like, they didn't have to pay for their CO2 cartridges or fill-ups. Or their $30 worth of paintball guns or $30 worth of paintballs. Again, maybe he's able to go through all those interviews and answer the questions. Maybe he turns into Will Ferrell in Old School, answering the questions about what was he getting asked about? What was that debate topic about the relationship between two countries? I don't remember what the question was, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
they bring on that bald like political expert, and Will Ferrell's like, no, allow me to go first, and then answers the question perfectly. And the guy, he's like, oh, I have nothing else to add. He pretty much said everything. He goes, what happened? I blacked out. Yes. Like, there's a chance Jerry Pruitt did that for 8 hours, I guess, where he just turned into an actual competent, intelligent, eloquent, well-spoken man. But I'm guessing that's not what happened. So I think the timeline would be like, hey, go try to save Henry T. Go try to keep your class together. Go keep that. Just continue to do your job.
Yeah.
And then you get the report, and it'll probably be like, we should try to either get a negotiation on this buyout, or you should just go ahead and fire him, and let's just go ahead and move on. And if that happens, I would imagine that happens on Sunday.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, the investigation is now complete. Like, they are now typing up their findings, mm-hmm. is what we were led to believe.
Do you think that they have somebody in line once they fire him, or you think they're just going to be like...
Nope, they got somebody in line. His name is Kevin Steele.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
We're still early enough where we can still hire somebody. Like, right? Like, I think we should all come together and agree. Like, we're not going to allow them to say it's too late in the game to make a new hire, right? Like, it's January 15th.
Yeah.
Although, I will say, like, the teams are supposed to be on campus this weekend. Like, there's a scheduled team meeting on Monday. Mm-hmm. Is it weird to bring in a new coach at this point? Like, you know, after you're already having team meetings? Or, like, it's such a just a cluster, you know what.
Phil can address the team.
A cluster cluck. Phil might want to.
I actually think that might actually happen.
I would say that's probably a good... Boys, I want you to introduce you to Kevin Steele, and I'll be here hands-on. Let me know if you need anything.
Don't panic.
Yeah. Well, we got to stay together. All right. We're a family.
That's what you want to tell these players, these athletes. Don't panic. We got this.
Again, just like Will Ferrell in Old School, as he got set on fire in the costume, he's banging the chairs up in the locker room. Nobody panic! Everybody stay calm! Keep our composure, all right? As he's burned to a crisp, banging chairs up against the locker. I feel like if Donda makes the decision to fire Pruitt, she might as well just say, hey, Phil, going to get you on the way out of here, too, because we had to fire your boys. You're probably going to feel like you got railroaded here. You picked the wrong side, Phil.
Yep.
And when you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or you die. And you've lost, so you're dead, theoretically.
But then they can't hire a new coach if they don't have an athletic director. So we're going to have to hire an athletic director. I mean,
it's a whole ordeal.
Are you saying that makes you think it's just going to be a another, like, it makes more sense to have an interim coach at that point?
Yeah. God. I don't know if that makes more sense, but I think that's what they're going to do.
So you think Fulmer's getting fired as well?
I don't think he's going to get fired, but I think they should. But like what John said, I mean, it's definitely not too late. It's a different situation than, say, 10 years ago when Kiffin left. Like, you had a long time to get ready for signing period. Signing period's already happened pretty much. What we have, like, almost 20 players signed already. Now Tennessee's kind of just looking for grad transfers, and you can get those anytime. You don't have to get those before signing day, especially with the one-time transfer rule. So I think that's going to be what the new coach is going to have to do, more so than focus on this recruiting class. Because the second signing day is like the first Wednesday of February.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're piecing together, like this is how you get in trouble as a program. Like when you're taking JUCO guys to try to hold it together, we've been down that road. Like with first year coaches, like that doesn't work.
Well, that's the only option you have left now.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I think you can do just regular transfers with the 1 year.
I said transfer.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, the JUCO is like I always take that out of play. Like, you don't want that. But do you try to go, like, if Tennessee is making a change, are we going to try to go with, like, are we going to prioritize certain classes, or are we just taking any transfer we can get that we think we can play? Because, I mean, I would almost be like, grad transfers for 1 year, okay, cool, but, like, we're going to be really behind. We need some young guys, too.
Younger guys, yeah.
Would you rather have a freshman transferring out of a bad situation and, like, hoping he can come in and play, or would you rather take a guy with 1 year trying to come in and just be a stopgap, or a combination of both, I guess? We took D'Angelo Gibbs, who was young, who had years, and, he's yet to play a snap for us in 2 years.
Jeez, yeah.
So, like, there's no guaranteed formula, I don't think.
Which he could still play next year, I guess.
Yeah, no, he could. He could.
Focus on academics.
He's been focused for a while, so hopefully he's got those grades.
This much focus.
A lot of focus.
I think, like, he's been distracted by football. Hopefully we come in on Monday and at least have the answer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been saying that for a while.
It's true. That is so true.
We'll make our NFL picks next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey,
all right, time to make our NFL playoff weekend picks, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the divisional round this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. We'll tell you who we're going to pick here in a second, who we suggest. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. We've been using FanDuel since it launched here in October. Love FanDuel. It's easy to use, easy to register. You get your money. And they always offer odds boosts and specials like these to help boost your bankroll a little bit as you learn the ropes. Give you some more bullets to fire as you're out here trying to get rich. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use the promo code TALKSPORTS so we get credit for it. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus of $125. $5 to win 125 is what we're looking at here. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Cameron?
Yes, sir.
Do you have last week's results for us?
Oh, I do, actually.
How did we do last week?
All right, last week, Hayden had the Seahawks -3.
Yeah.
He also had the under in that game, 42.5. And he had the Titans +3.5.
Yeah. Okay, over three there.
Draven had Colts +6.5.
Hey, let's go.
Money.
But he
money.
Also said sprinkle a little on the money line.
That's all right.
I locked you in for the 6.5.
We're giving him 80% of a win there.
I'll take it.
You don't sprinkle more than 20%. So exactly. You're right. And you got your value.
Exactly.
Then you co-signed Draven 6.5.
Nice. Let's go Colts.
Nice.
But you did go all underdogs this week. You said
4-2.
By the Ravens, the 3.5.
By the Titans at 3.5, yeah.
Yeah, by the Titans 3.5.
They went 4-2 against the spread, though.
Yeah.
The underdogs went 4-2 against the spread. That's a good weekend. That's 66%.
That's
good. We're celebrating 66%.
That's good.
And my cosign was the Colts, so I'm giving that one maybe even two wins there. So I'm 70% last weekend. Karen, what about you?
I had the Bears +10. Oof. I needed that score with 1 second on the clock so they could get the extra point.
No, it would have turned from 12 to 11. You still would have lost at +10.
They would have went for two. Go for two. Make it the 10-point game. But yeah, no.
All right, so Draven, you're the only one who went undefeated. Congrats.
Let's go.
Okay.
Again, 5-2, not bad.
I feel like it's fair that we have to pick all four games this weekend.
Pick all four? I think we also need to put just one that we like the most, though.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But
not all four games are created equal in my mind. So, Hayden, redemption is spelled this weekend, H-A-Y-D-E-N. What do you got for us, my friend?
We want every game or just our first game or best game first? I'm just saying, you want the best game first or what? Oh, my God.
Just you can give everyone and then say, guys, my favorite one is this.
Okay, we're going to go straight down the list.
This guy.
Okay,
this
Rams.
Guy, every time he talks.
Rams +6.5. Cam, you got this?
Yep.
Rams +6.5.
Question and just went immediately to it or is always asking questions?
Are you going to keep talking or are you going to let me talk?
And then he gets real feisty.
Yeah, he's bad.
Okay. Bills -2.5. That's my favorite one for this weekend.
Okay, I'll star that
one. It's three-star pick of the weekend.
Bills -2.5. Browns +10.
Ooh.
Saints -3.
Okay. And your favorite was the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
All right. Draven, what do you got for us?
Packers -6.5. I was almost on the Rams, but I'm going to give in. Too many injuries, too many guys banged up for the Rams. Packers blowout. I like the Bills -2.5 as well. I think it's going to be a double digit win for Buffalo. And I like the Chiefs -10, blowout as well. That's actually my favorite pick of the weekend right there. Okay. I like the Chiefs. Cover. Everybody, start. I see all these people, Colin Coward tweeting out, oh, watch out for the Browns this weekend. Everybody's starting to believe in the Browns. They're going
to completely blow it. Is Colin Coward trying to hedge his bets because he's been bashing Baker Mayfield for 2 years,
yeah,
3 years,
and
how he's never going to win the playoffs because he wears a backwards hat and how Baker sucks? Is he now trying to reverse jinx him, or is he trying to remove their power from slandering him just by saying, I picked you guys this weekend. Good job.
I think that's what he's doing. I think the second part,
yeah,
maybe a little bit better.
If the Browns get killed, he'll be back to bashing Baker. Savvy move by him.
Very.
Can't lose this way.
Big brain.
Yeah.
Love the Buccaneers. +3. Give me +3. Buccaneers. Buccaneers are going to win this game. They're going to win this game, Hayden. Give me the Bucs. Give me Brady.
Okay, +3. Or you just want to lock in straight up and sound super smart.
You know, let's go with it. Money line. +142. Let's go. I'm riding. Okay. I'm feeling good. I went undefeated last week. I can't lose.
But you don't get any extra picks.
Got the Chiefs locked in for you.
It doesn't matter.
You don't get any extra
bonus. Just makes me look cooler. Just makes me look a little bolder.
Has Draven dug himself out of the hole that he was in earlier this year?
Pretty sure I
have. Perception wise, has he gotten himself back on track after his lock of the week?
Did he not go 0-4 last weekend?
I don't want to know.
I'm talking about the weekend before that. You went 0-4.
The only person who went 0-4 last weekend was you.
No, he had the
Texans
that week.
He's on a little bit of a hot streak.
I'm hating up over here, Hayden.
You see the way he tries to drag you down?
Yeah, I know. After he went 0-3.
You went 0-3, Hayden. You can't talk about anybody else going 0-4.
I think I still have the best record on here.
Sure, man.
I do.
Sure. Sure you do.
Okay.
Maybe not after that 0-3 last
week. Yeah, maybe not then. Yeah. But yeah. Happens to everybody.
Not really. Not if Draven didn't pick three games. He just picked one. No sense in trying to get too cocky.
Yeah, he's keep it simple.
All right, Cam, what do you got?
All right, I got Packers -6.5. That's my favorite of the weekend.
Yeah, I've been saying the same.
Yeah, Packers. I think that shouldn't be close in my opinion. I think Aaron Donald, you know, of course, will be a little mayhem, but not enough to get a win in that one.
I do think we should maybe be paying more attention to their left tackle situation. I mean, just Bakhtiari got hurt, and then they tried to bring in that other guy from COVID, or the other guy from the Colts, and he got COVID. But I will say, like, I still think Rodgers will get the ball out quick enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. If it was another quarterback, yeah, I would take that into more effect. But with Rodgers, I think he'll be all right.
Yeah.
So I got that. I got Bills -2.5.
So everyone's on the Bills, it seems.
It's surprising. That's kind of thought some of y'all would have the Ravens a little bit. It's probably the closest game of the weekend, right? Closest spread.
Closest spread by half a point.
Yep.
I also have the Browns +10. And then I'm buying that point and getting Bucks +3.5. It gets you about -125.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And that's where I'm going this weekend. And, yeah, Packers are my favorite. Also got a couple same-game parlays after you give your picks, John.
Give us the same-game parlay. My bet of the weekend will be Green Bay, -6.5. We'll get it started. First game of the weekend. We cover. We win by at least a touchdown. We celebrate.
Yep.
We kick back. Maybe you sprinkle a little bit of it on Buffalo -2.5. Mm. We're all picking them. I was an underdog heavy guy last week, but I do feel like it switches back in the actual divisional round. Chiefs, Browns. I guess I'll say give me Chiefs. I don't feel good. I don't feel good about the Chiefs, Browns. So don't listen to me on these picks, like on these two. And Bucks, Saints, I really have no clue. I'll, for the sake of argument, say give me the Saints -3. Just for the sake of argument. But I don't.
Who did you have in the Chiefs game?
Chiefs -10. But again, I don't feel good about any of those. I feel really good about the Packers. I feel pretty good about the Bills. And the other two on Sunday, I'm just kind of guessing. So
yeah, that's how I kind of rank mine as well. Like that.
What are you grinning about?
y'all are strolling right into this trap, this Packers game. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I mean, we might be.
We'll see.
You bored betting it?
Ooh.
Packers, Rams?
Draven doesn't like the Rams. Okay. We can't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can just do it personally.
There you go.
It's in your own little category.
If you get five in a row, you don't have you can lose your punishment. If you win five in a row.
Five in a row by myself?
Yeah. But if you lose this one, you have double the punishment.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay. Fair enough. It's number one. I mean, it's going to be fun. The number one offense versus the number one defense when it comes to scoring.
Yeah.
Packers ranked first in best in pass block win rate and run block win rate, but they did lose. You know, they're really good left tackle. So, how does that work?
And when did he get hurt? Did he get hurt in the Bears game or just in practice?
I want to say he got hurt either in the Titans game or the Bears or like in practice leading up to the Bears game. Yeah, I think it was in practice leading up to the Bears game.
I will say though, when he did get hurt, didn't he go out against the Bucks earlier this year? Pretty sure he did. Got hurt in that game.
Oh yeah. You are right, and the Bucks. That's when the Bucks started dominating.
I don't think it was because he went out. I think it's just because Rodgers threw really bad interceptions. That's fine. Like, okay, like.
What about the other side of the ball there, big boy? What about old Goff? You think he's going
to
be able to do enough?
You have to bring.
No, that was not. Come on. Come on. I was talking about your.
Kind of belittling me.
I was not referring to that.
I hate that he would do that to you.
Just rude, you know.
Just uncalled for.
You know.
I was not referring to that.
Would it make you mad if he called you tiny, though? What if he called you tiny boy?
That'd honestly be more offensive.
Yeah, so I feel like he was kind of stuck there and saying big boy or tiny. I feel like tiny's worse.
Just use my name, you know?
That's fair. He could have just used your name.
He does have a name.
I wasn't referring to that, Hayden.
The over has hit in each of Green Bay's past five playoff games. Mm. The Rams, however. The under has cast in 11 of their final 13 regular season games. The over hit last week, but defense has been pretty good. You know, I'm losing a little confidence in that Rams game. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. Jared Goff has a broken finger. All right, Cam, hit us with your same game parlay. What game is this for?
All right. I've made one for every single game if you want it, but I'll give you it for the Saturday
one. Give me the one you feel most covered. I'm not going to let you give us four on the air. That's way too many same game parlays.
I'm just throwing them out there for the people. Probably the one I feel best about is I'm going to go with the Packers-Rams.
All right, first game. Let's get it started.
I'll go anytime scorer. I got Cam Akers and Robert Tonyan for the Packers scoring as well. I got the -6.5. I have Aaron Rodgers over 9.5 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. I have an alternate spread of over 33.5. I got Cam Akers over 17.5 receiving yards. That gives you plus 2,985. So $10 wins you about $290.
I do not like the Aaron Rodgers over there, though.
Nine and a half rushing yards?
I don't.
You don't think he's going to get one scramble for a first down?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, but not everyone's third and 10. I mean, it might be third and 3. He just runs for 4 yards out of bounds. I mean, I'm just telling you, Cam got offended by that. That's the one I'm looking at that I'm nervous about. I don't like that one. I just feel like he's not going to be wanting to get out there and run around with the Rams head hunting him. He's gotten okay. I mean,
I think that's why he's gonna have to run around because they're head on him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 149 yards rushing this year, which comes under to 10 per game. But he's got a couple 12-yard scrambles. His longest run of the year is 13 yards. 14 yards. He got 14 against the Titans.
I just need him to get a couple 6-yarders.
Okay.
Good to go.
I mean, that's fine. I'm just that's the one I look at. I'm like, I don't know about that one.
Okay, I feel that. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Logos.
Last call on the program is brought to you by the G3 Help Me Hotlines and our friend, the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call at 865-558-8030 or visit them online, g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. You pay them nothing if they do not win your case. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. All right, last call here. Let's pump the brakes. Let's keep it moving. Draven, what do you got for us?
Listen, it's hard.
I realize that we do this every day.
It's hard to find an interesting story.
Skip you. Cam knows what he's doing.
Cam always comes ready.
I got German these? Ovens.
Where does he find these?
Roll. No. Nope.
No. Oh, no. God, no. Please, no. No. Probably should have phrased that differently.
Yeah.
All right. I got a naked fugitive.
Yep.
A suspected armed robber was found sitting on a tree branch of the outskirts of Darwin, Australia, after being lost for 4 days in crocodile-infested mangroves. Out here in Australia, two fishermen happened to rescue a naked fugitive who they found sitting on a tree branch in the middle of a very, populated crocodile habitat. He said him and the other fishermen heard Luke Voskerskinsley yell for help on Sunday as they were setting crab traps around the mangroves in their dinghies, as they call, little boats out there in Australia, if you don't know, outside the northern city of Darwin. They said the guy, who was covered in mud, cuts, and insect bites, had explained that he had been lost for 4 days, survived by eating snails, and had used his clothes for bits and pieces over the way. What does that even mean? The fisherman basically said, it didn't make sense to us. He had a nest made up there in the tree and was laying about 39 inches above the water, and there were crocs in the water, so he had done pretty well to survive. They said they hesitated before bringing him on board, but they said he looked pretty weak and dehydrated, so they decided it was probably best to get him on the boat. They thought he had just got, like, out there after, like, New Year's or something and just been out there. What, something like that. They said he looked like he needed a beer, but in a bad way.
Oh, man.
They had an ambulance waiting for him to be taken to the hospital once they, like, brought him back to civilization. And, of course, he was placed under arrest at the hospital since he was a wanted fugitive. But, yeah. Australia. Probably not the place to run off into the brush to get away from people.
I just don't think Australia is the place to be anywhere.
Really? I was about to say, I think I'd like to go to Australia. No. What's wrong with Australia?
Poisonous animals everywhere. Mean animals everywhere. What are you, dying.
Coward.
Hashtag coward, sure. Watch the videos of those snakes falling through people's roofs in Australia, and then you sign up for that. No thanks. Those big
falling
ass
through
spiders.
Roofs? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They're not falling through roofs.
Google it. There's a thing called YouTube. Australia snakes fall through roof. Look it up. They get up there and they fight, or they're mating. I don't know what they're doing. Were they mating or fighting? Or are they fighting to mate? I don't know.
A little both.
Yeah.
You never seen those videos?
I've never seen videos of snakes falling through roofs.
Well, let me educate you. Snakes, Australia, roof. Let's just type that in. It'll come up. Snakes in Australia.
There's snakes other places. They're not just in Australia.
Yeah, but I think Australia has about 3 of the 5 most venomous snakes in the world.
How many
maybe
deaths do they get
two snakes
a year
how many
from
deaths
snake
a year?
Bites?
Roof, let's see.
Probably not a ton because they, since they're so, you know, populated there, they have a lot of anti-venom readily available compared to, like, if you got bit by an exotic snake over here, you'd have to really find a hospital that had the right anti-venom to get you going. But Australia, I'm assuming they have more anti-venom ready, so I'm assuming the deaths are pretty low.
Well, that's ironic, but I guess that just makes sense. They're more prepared. Here, they're not showing the video, but there they are. They fell through the roof. You see that? They fell through the roof.
Yeah. Fighting. Ugh. What are you doing? I'm just sitting there chilling on the couch, man. A snake falls in your...
Two of them.
Right in front of you.
Yeah, 3,000 people get bit by snakes in Australia each year.
Oh, my God.
And there's only 2 deaths on average.
I mean, this thing's got to weigh so much, right? I mean,
well, that's why they fell through the roof. They're so heavy. There's 2 of them that are fighting. Yeah, they just fall right through the... It's the plaster or whatever. Whatever it's called.
God. Yeah, there's only 2 people on average die a year from snake bites in Australia out of 3,000 people getting bit. I like those odds.
Yeah, not bad.
Instagram influencers are fed up. They're mad.
Oh, boy.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
People are quite uneducated to think this isn't a job when actually it is. While the UK was in a national lockdown, some of Britain's biggest influencers are in far-flung climbs with Dubai, the UAE, the destination of choice. The evidence is all over social media. They're sipping cocktails in swanky hotel bars. Blah, blah, blah. The presence of so many influencers in Dubai posting regular content in their housebound followers has come under fire from those who view them as irresponsible, spreading the message that it's okay to travel during a pandemic. But one London-based influencer, Henry Wade, who shares fashion and lifestyle photographs with his nearly 56,000 Instagram followers. Is that all it takes? Can you be an influencer with only 56,000 followers?
I would say, that's not a lot.
Is that all it takes? 56,000?
I guess.
Is that all it takes?
Influencer, I guess.
Well, he says, I think some are quite silly in that they don't see your side of the story no matter what you say. It is demoralizing. Let me see what he said. Adversely affected at this point in the pandemic. Basically, he just said that what he has to do is tough. What is his twin brother? Oh, wow. His twin brother's got 61,000 followers.
Ooh. A little competition.
He's losing the competition. Travel around Australia. Says they're surprised about the backlash they're facing. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. I wanted to see him get mad. I can't find it. That's a failure. I'm really just surprised you can be an influencer with 50,000 followers. Step my game up. I just started. Yeah,
I was about to say you're on the gram now, huh?
I just started an Instagram. Like, how can I become an influencer?
You got to post interesting stuff. You got any interesting stuff to post
on
there?
You have stuff that influences people.
Exactly.
I don't even know how interesting you have to be. I don't know.
That is true.
You either have to be pretty or interesting.
Mm. Are you either of those?
I was saying, which category do you want to fall in?
You're trying to say that I'm not pretty?
No, I'm just asking, which category do you want to fall in?
Can't be both.
Yeah, I don't think there's any Instagram influencers that are like,
be both.
Wow,
can't
she's
be
pretty and interesting. I'm just like...
You know what? I think you're right there, actually. I think you're right there. There aren't very many of both.
That's why they're influencers.
I'll find a path. Seems like they got it figured out. I'll figure out what lane I want to get into.
Yeah, we'll get you going. We'll help as like a team. We'll figure something out.
I hope you boys both, all three, have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Good looking out. Thank you. Okay, well, drives up next as we continue to watch to see what happens with Germ.
Germ.
Probably nothing. All right. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.